Ukrainian News Outlook.
In this special edition, we look at the relationship between Ukraine and Russia, and should Ukraine look east or west? I'm Keith Parent. Odessa City is a major seaport location northwest of the Black Sea, and it's the fourth largest city in Ukraine with a population of over 1 million. Recently, the city has become the center of the debate whether Ukraine should look east or look west, from comments made by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. In early June, alongside the Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, he suggested in a very direct way that Ukraine should align itself with Russia and not the European Union. We now have this special report on the pressure from Russia to Ukraine to look east. Terry Skiering reports from Odessa, Ukraine.
History has left scars on Odessa. The Potemkin steppes now end at a busy road instead of the shores of the Black Sea. Once one of the most beautiful cities of Imperial Russia, it now struggles with a Soviet legacy. It's still charming in parts, but Stalinist architecture, potholed roads and buses blowing black smoke are daily reminders of communism's failings. And little wonder, then, that when a group of experts gather at Odessa's Mechnikov University to discuss good governance, they're not looking to Moscow for guidance. Diana Zubko works with the International Renaissance Foundation, a civil society NGO.
Well, I believe that Ukrainian citizens have already chosen the Western type of policymaking. They are for building an open society and for democratic approaches in decision-making.
But Russia insists Ukraine is part of its sphere of influence. President Medvedev's stark statement, it's us or them, east or west, was made in front of Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych. It's unlikely to change Ukraine's pursuit of a trade agreement with the EU, but, says Sergei Glebov from the Department of International Relations at Mechnikov University, it's a sign that Moscow will not make it easy for Kiev.
Probably what is going on with Ukraine could be also treated as the last Cold War battle or the new post-Cold War battle.
And in this battle, Russia has the big guns. The gas, which keeps Ukraine and much of Europe warm in winter, comes from Russia. The more Kiev warms to the west, the higher the price of that gas. Many analysts believe Russia aims to control not only the gas supply, but through its Gazprom monopoly, Ukraine's pipelines as well. Sergei Glebov interprets President Medvedev this way.
Please, Ukraine, choose whether you want us to be together and you'll share with us your strategic points and strategic infrastructure, because in this particular case we'll be ruling this pipeline, this company. Otherwise, no one will use your pipeline.
Standing out among the crumbling buildings of Odessa are the shining golden domes of lavishly restored Orthodox churches. Some Ukrainian, some Russian Orthodox, but even some of the locals can't tell one from the other. The city is around 62% Ukrainian, 27% Russian. That's a higher Russian population than the Ukraine average. Professor Olga Kamanchuk is director of a Moscow-based public opinion research center, and I put it to her that Russia is using its economic might to intimidate Ukraine.
See, I wouldn't discuss it in the terms of intimidation. Unfortunately, Ukrainians or Europeans often forget that Russia is also dependent on Ukraine. It's both ways, you know. It's the gas routes, not only. It's also Black Sea. It's Black Sea Fleet. There is dual dependency and goes on both sides. European Union is also interested in investing in Ukraine. Does it mean that a European Union wants to intimidate Ukraine? I don't think so.
On Odessa's popular Deribrasivska, there's music and energy and endless outdoor cafes. Young Odessans are out for a good time. Those who have money have plenty of places to spend it. And for Diana Zubko, this new generation is looking west, not east.
Ukrainian history, it was for a longer time connected to Russia than it was connected to the European Union or to European countries. But now we can see that new generation of Ukrainians is developing, and they accept more European model than the Russian one. Of course, the economic interests, they are really important, and they are decisive in some aspects. But I think that they should be divided from the political association. They should be separated.
Ukraine's negotiations for a free trade agreement with the EU are well advanced. When concluded, it will then aim for what's known as an association agreement, bringing other benefits but still falling short of full EU membership. So can Ukraine prove President Medvedev wrong and have it both ways? Olga Kamenchuk is both Russian and Ukrainian and thinks it can.
I would very much want Ukraine to be a stably developed democratic country which manages to maintain friendly ties both with Russia and European Union. However, as a realist, I understand that it will be very hard to achieve it, and in one moment or the other, Ukraine might face the option when it will have to choose. But then it doesn't necessarily need to be forever.
Language is another front in the battle for Ukraine. Odessa was once mostly Russian-speaking, with Ukraine as the second language. Now, says Diana, that's changing.
I became a witness of such a situation that when representatives of NGOs from different regions tried to tell a few words about their activity, they found it actually difficult to translate what they usually are saying in Ukrainian to tell it into Russian. And for me personally and for a lot of young people, it is easier to express ourselves in English.
In Odessa's golden years, it was a cosmopolitan city, open to many cultures and religions. Perhaps that's why most Odessans, at least, seem determined to contradict the Russian president and have it both ways. Close ties with the EU and with Russia. Kerry Skyring, Odessa. Одесса, ты мой любимый край, живи, моя Одесса, живи и процветай, живи, моя Одесса, живи и процветай.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. Special thanks goes to Radio Deutsche Welle. If you would like to subscribe to this program in iTunes, just go to www.pcjmedia.com, click on Nash Holos, and you will find a link. I'm Keith Perron.